Hi, this is Joe of Barry Investment Advisors with a market update. Well, today's the last day of 2025. As I'm recording this, markets are quiet. The year was remarkable in that so many different asset classes did well and are finishing up the year close to all-time highs. S&P 500, obviously, that is referenced as our U.S. stock market. The metals, gold was the by far winner of the year. Other natural resource companies doing well. Europe outperformed the United States. The European stock markets, Japanese stock markets, international investing, emerging markets significantly outperformed the United States. And 2025 could appear to be a shift in market focus, in market leadership, away from the United States, which by all measurements is very expensive, to more reasonably priced, simpler economic situations available outside of the U.S. Now, one thing we have to adjust to is how fast things happen in the economic world. Things get compressed in time. Things overshoot. Asset allocation, which is the balance of your stocks, bonds, and cash. The whole concept of that is when one of the asset classes becomes too high a percentage for your personal risk tolerance, you cut back on that asset class. When another particular asset class, might be gold, might be metals, might be stocks, become a bargain and have room to increase in your asset allocation, that's when your advisors at Barry will build in that part of your overall portfolio. As we conclude this year, that we have a probably unrealistic percentage in gold and precious metals. It was by far a year that probably compressed 5 years of appreciation into one. While we believe in the long-term outlook for natural resources, very bullish on natural resources, even if you get a bull market right, it's always two steps forward and one step back, and that one step back can be painful. So in money management, in asset allocation, when a particular asset class becomes maybe too high, it becomes risky for pullbacks, that's the time to trim and cut back. And that's our plan. Now, when you take capital gains, unfortunately, you also have to take a little bit of medicine, and it's called long-term capital gains taxes. We are very tax conscious about your portfolios. We are waiting to 2026, beginning of 2026, to do our trimming. That gives us a full year to offset our gains by taking advantage of declines in the market. And it's one of the other terrific benefits of ETFs in that there are so many lookalikes that swapping to take tax losses is very, very helpful, productive way that we could use in 2026 to reduce your tax obligation. Another thing to think about here, and many of our clients have set up Fidelity Charitable Gift Funds, donor-advised gift funds, which is, I think, one of the best financial innovations I've seen in decades. I've been a big user myself over the last, I think, 15 years. You can set up, with a couple of clicks and our help, a donor-advised fund, a Fidelity gift fund, as part of your overall package here at Barry. It allows you to donate highly appreciated securities, avoid any capital gains taxation, because when you donate, transfer into your gift fund, those shares are sold in a nonprofit. You also get up to 100% of your donation as an income tax deduction. And going into 2026, where there are quite a bit of changes in taxation, this would be a great time to sit down with your accountant and look at possibly front-loading several years of charitable contributions. And where we have highly appreciated securities and we're looking to reduce your asset allocations in certain areas, this would be a very good time to add to your gift fund or to look up setting one, setting up one. The, you know, when you, I'm very superstitious as both a boater and a golfer and also an investment advisor. And you know, the superstitions for boaters is you never leave on a cruise on a Friday. And a superstition for golfers is you never tell your buddy what a great front nine he's having. And a superstition for me as an investment advisor is when we've been unusually blessed with a good up cycle, I like to make a gift to the gods by adding to my charitable gift fund and maybe stretching a little bit. So keep that in mind as we conclude 2025 and look forward to a terrific, exciting, and profitable 2026. And thank you for everything.